This is Dr. Ali dictating. Initial history, physical, patient name, O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S. Date of birth for this patient is? Date of birth 9-1-1946. Place, Future Care, Charles Village. Date of service 11-2-2019. History of present illness. This is a 73-year-old male. He was admitted to the hospital because of nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain. Patient does have a previous surgical history of open appendectomy in 1974, left nephrectomy in 1984, small bowel obstruction in the past requiring robotic history of prostatectomy in the past in 2018, robotic prostatectomy in 2018, and status post back placement in April 2019. He also has a history of left neck dissection for recurrence squamous cell carcinoma of the tonsil. And in the lymph node, he was sent home in September 2019 after the neck dissection surgery. Patient came back to the hospital with vomiting and abdominal pain. Patient was evaluated. They did CT scan with oral contrast that showed dilatation of small bowel proximal to previous anastomosis with decompression distally. Stool burden noted. Given CT finding, patient has the symptoms. He was consulted for concern for SBO, surgical consultation. Because of CT scan finding concern for closed loop obstruction, he was taken to the operation theater on September 19. He underwent exploratory laparotomy, lysis of adhesion, and reduction of the closed loop bowel obstruction. Patient was monitored closely in a PACU, subsequently NG tube inserted for gastric decompression, pain control done. Patient was admitted. Status post exploratory laparotomy for bowel obstruction. Procedure was complicated by splenic laceration requiring emergent return to the operating room on September 21st, 2019 for splenectomy and packing. Subsequently, patient had another episode of massive bleed from splenic artery in September 28, for which he was taken again to the operating room emergently and ligation of the splenic artery was done. During the procedure, his feeding tube was removed for better mobilization of the stomach and visualization. Then subsequently, he was taken to the OR for placement of GJ tube and abdominal washout. And a VAC was placed. Patient was subsequently started on feeding via G-tube, JG-tube,